Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, closing out this week. Yes, I took one day off this week, I guess, only did one. Keithy was kind enough to hit us with Taxman on April 15th. Hope Taxman was kind to everybody. Not so kind to me this year, but hopefully there's always next year. All right, so closing out the week, I'm going back to 1991 off of the album Out of Time. It is Shiny Happy People by R.E.M. This is a song, I don't know, I kind of enjoy. It's kind of a little goofy. It's a little silly. R.E.M., you know, wasn't really, I don't know if it was ever really expected to be a hit. I mean, I remember this came out like not long after I graduated high school. And I remember, you know, Stand had come out. It was released before. And, you know, off the album Out of Time. So let me just call up the track listing here for that album here. So actually, Stand was a Huff the previous album, but this song also had Losing My Religion. That was the first one, and that was quite a change, I think. Losing My Religion, that's one of my favorite R.E.M. songs, but I don't know, I just decided to do Shiny Happy People. I think I need a little goofiness in my life at the moment. But you also had Radio Song and Near Wild Heaven, a few others. But that, you know, this was a good album. I remember playing some of this on my radio show later on in college once I transferred to Iona. But let's get to the music video and let's talk about it. So the YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. So like I said, it was the second song release, single released. We also have guest vocals by Kate Pearson of the B-52s. And she does appear in the music video here. Starts off with some of those brass monkeys playing the thing. And we got this is like old-timey guy riding the bike to kind of change the background behind them as they dance around. But you just listen to this, the music. It's like upbeat, kind of get you up. I mean, you see the way the pastels in the video, and the way Michael is kind of has got the orange hats to the side, and there's Kate, because I think Michael Stipe had just cut his hair before this album, because I remember when Stan came out, he still had long hair. Now this was in terms of charts, it hit number 10 on the US Billboard 100. It was the fourth and last R.E.M. single to reach the top 10. It went to number 6 on the UK singles chart. And this song was actually performed on April 13th, 1991 on Saturday Night Live. And Kate Pearson appeared with R.E.M. on that show. Also, fun fact that this was originally the theme song for the unaired pilot of the sitcom Friends before it was then replaced by I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts. R.E.M. was ambivalent about being known for a pop song widely perceived as lacking gravitas. So, I mean, I'm sure it would have been fine, but I think I'll Be There For You was such a perfect fit for the Friends open. Now, Michael Stipe described this as a really fruity kind of bubblegum song. Pearson interpreted the line, throw your love around, to mean share your love and grow your love with others. It's not mindless at all. It's all about spreading love. Now, to me also, there was, I think it was, Michael Stipe did this, and I think, what's his name? I always remember the, I think it's Mike Mills. They also appeared on an episode of Sesame Street, and they did shiny, happy monsters, and they had a Muppet that just looked just like Kate Pearson and sounded like her. And I remember my kids watched it a lot when they were really little, so that was played quite often. So, Blender Magazine ranked the song number 35 on the 50 worst songs ever, and that's interesting. Michael Stipe made an appearance on Space Ghost Coast to Coast in 1995. He said he hated the song, and it was actually not included on their 2003 Greatest Hits album, In Time, and they rarely played it. But over time, Stipe's position on the song has softened. In 2011, he said that he was always at peace with it, but that it was embarrassing that it became a hit, he had said. You know, many people's idea of REM, and me in particular, is very serious, and with me being kind of serious, kind of poet, but I'm actually quite funny. Hey, my bandmates think so, my family thinks so, my boyfriend thinks so, so I must be, but that doesn't always come through in music, but I'm in Shiny Happy People, Stan, Pop Song 89, Get Up to our Fruit Loop songs, he called them. You see, like, the crowd here dancing around with everybody. Where people just, it's just a song to really kind of tap your feet to and bop your head, right? I mean, yes, REM is, they're kind of like two sides of the coin. For REM, you have this, you know, kind of this, as Michael said, Fruit Loop song, like these lighter, more, you know, funny, not funny songs, but like, you know, Stand is an interesting song. I think because the video was, and it had this like whole dance that went to it, I think that's what gave it popularity. But some of the harder hitting REM, those are all tremendous songs, really great. And we'll probably see some more of those at some point here on the Video Jukebox. All right, so coming up next week, we have a theme week. And we're doing songs from one of my favorite shows of the last few years at a show I'm going to rewatch soon. And they actually just started filming season two finally. That's right. The great show Peacemaker on Max. It was then known as HBO Max, featuring John Cena in the title role. One of the greatest openings of a show I've seen in a very long time. I never skipped it whenever I watch an episode, and it had a great soundtrack, and we're going to bring you five songs from that soundtrack over the course of that first season. All right, so I hope everybody has a great weekend and enjoys themselves, and we will see you on Monday.